The researchers say it has linked sensitivity to an allergen in red meat to the buildup of plaque in the arteries of the heart. While high saturated fat levels in red meat have long been known to contribute to heart disease for people in general, the new finding suggests that a subgroup of the population may be at heightened risk for a different reason, a food allergen. The number of people with red meat allergies in the United States is unclear, but researchers estimate that it may be 1% of the population in some areas. The number of people who develop blood antibodies to the red meat allergen without having full-blown symptoms is much as 20% of the population in some areas, the researchers say. Only in recent years did scientists identify the main allergen in red meat, called galactose alpha-1,3-galactose, or alpha-gal, a type of complex sugar. They also found that a tick, the Lone Star tick, sensitizes people to this allergen when it bites them, so red meat allergies tend to be more common where these ticks are more prevalent. In the current study, researchers showed for the first time that a specific blood marker for red meat allergy was associated with higher levels of arterial plaque, or fatty deposits on the inner lining of the arteries. The blood marker they identified is a type of antibody, immunoglobulin or IgE, that is specific to the alpha-gal allergen. To identify this blood marker, the researchers analyzed blood samples from 118 adults and detected antibodies to alpha-gal, indicating sensitivity to red meat, in 26% of them. Using an imaging procedure, the researchers found that the quantity of plaque was 30% higher in the alpha-gal sensitized patients than in the non-sensitized patients. 1. What does the word arteries refer? A. The thick tubes that carry blood. B. A kind of blood pressure. C. The heart valves. D. Blood vessels. 2. In general, what is the factor contributing to heart disease? A. A food allergen. B. The low saturated fat levels in red meat. C. The high saturated fat levels in red meat. D. The buildup of plaque. 3. What is the meaning of the word full-blown? A. Extremely clear. B. Completely developed. C. Very severe. D. Quite blur. 4. What is the name of the tick sensitizing people to the allergen in red meat? A. The gal tick. B. The galactose tick. C. The lone star tick. D. The alpha tick. 5. How can the researchers know about the quantity of plaque? A. Use the blood samples. B. Use the red meat. C. Use the imaging procedure. D. Use the antibodies.